Succession number 20162, Reel 1.
If you just start off and tell me when, how you got to know about the job and all that, and when you started.
Oh, no, I have to think first. No, I was a barmaid first, and the girl I was working with, well, she was a lot older than me. Should I say a woman? A girl? Or the woman I was working with, she told me about the job because we were both fed up with our jobs as a barmaid. And what happened to it? My base was the old hundred, but we were sent to the Neville.
Yeah.
It belonged to them, you see. And she told me about this job, so I said, oh yes, we'll try it. So we both went up and we got the job. And I didn't know what we had to wear or anything, you know.
Who did you go and see?
Just went to the gate in the office. There was an office at the gate. And we went in there, and I don't know who was seeing. But we got the job, and we're told to start the following week. And as I say, I didn't know, I hadn't been in a shipyard in my life, so I didn't know nothing about it. And of course, naturally, I went in a skirt. Naturally. And I was a crane driver.
Was that what you did? Oh, good.
And that's a fact.
They didn't tell you what you were going to... Did
no.
You know that before you went in?
No, I didn't know. I would have worn trousers. And then, of course, when it was in the fitting shop, it was a jib crane. I had two of them. And I worked for Joss Brown and Tommy Morton. And, of course, as soon as I went in, he said, right, he says, I want you to go up to that crane. Well, you can just imagine me in skirts going up the crane. And of course, all the lads there start to find jobs at the bottom of the ladders.
Oh, yes.
I'll never forget that. Mind the next day I had trousers on and so.
Yeah. You embarrassed me.
Embarrassed? Well, I mean, going up the ladders with just a skirt on, you know. Yeah. And they all found jobs at the bottom. Of course, the boss came up and chased them, you know. And of course, that was one incident, but...
And I've forgotten and I've had to go over. So you started off as a crane driver?
Yes.
And then how did you dress the next day then?
Oh, I had trousers on.
Yeah.
And then I borrowed a pair of my sister's trousers actually. And then the following week I bought a boiler suit. And of course I wore a boiler suit all the time up the nights.
What year was it you started?
I think it was 42. It would be 40, either the end of 41 or 42. I'm not quite sure.
So how you'd be what, 20 then?
20. Well, I would be about 19,
like
between
19
and 20, I
think. Yeah. Okay, were you married
though? Yes, I was married. My husband was in the army at the time.
Why? Do you have any children?
Yes. I had one then when I started, and then in 1944 I had another one.
Just going back, you said that you got fed up with your job as a barmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you fed up with it?
Well, it was tying, a tying job. And it was like slavery. You know, there was a lot of work involved in as a barmaid in them days. But, there is still. But in them days, you had to polish and clean as well as everything else, you know.
Were you very well paid?
As a barmaid? Yeah. Oh, no. I really forget what the wages were, but I know it wasn't much.
I was wondering if that the money had anything to do with it.
Yes, well, the money did have more to do with it at all. And apart from that, you had your nights off, you know. I think I used to work sometimes, if I felt like it. I used to work overtime on a Tuesday and a Thursday at the shipyard.
Yeah.
Just till about 7:30. I think we used to start at 7:30 in the morning. and just on a Tuesday and Thursday. But the money was quite good for, you know.
What kind of money did you get?
Well, I can remember getting about £9, which was a lot of money in them days, you know. But whether that was with me, as I say, I've got a memory like a sieve, but whether that was with me over time or whether it was the flappy,
I think that would be with overtime.
With overtime, yes.
Did you, you said you'd never been in a shipyard before, you
no.
didn't come from a shipyard family?
No.
None of your father had been in a shipyard?
No, never.
What did he do?
Well, he was, he finished up, he was an electrician's labourer for the,
Council.
But of course he died in 1942.
What did it? So how did you find the work? Did it?
Oh, the work was great. Oh, it was great. It was a crane driver. And I had the two jibs. I think I was the only one that had two jibs in the fitting shop.
Yeah.
But it was very cold. It was very cold. I remember old Tommy Simpson. He lived in Cullerport. I think he's still alive because I think that was his diamond golden ribbon in the paper. I'm not sure. But he used to work on the boilers and used to make a cup of tea for the girls. And we used to go behind the boilers when we didn't have any lifts and get warm because it was so cold.
What?
A canny fella.
Can you tell us exactly what it involved when being a crane driver? I mean, what, can you tell us the kind of things that you did?
Oh, lifting parts for the engines and things like that, you know.
So were you constantly busy?
Yes, I was pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, I was pretty busy.
So, who did you take your sort of, who did you get your work from? Was it the...
Well, I used to lift the lighter stuff that the overhead crane didn't lift. They used to lift all the heavy stuff, and I used to lift the lighter stuff, you know, just from any of the lads that wanted a job moved, you know, from place to place.
Was there many people working there?
Yes, there was quite a lot, yes.
Any idea? You tell us how many?
Well, you see, there were so many foremans, you know, in the fitting shop. And they all had their own place. There was the plater's shop, and there was
How many women were there?
Oh, well, at the time there was only nine. I was the first one, the first nine.
That was just in the.
And then gradually, as the war went on, they started getting more and more women because they started to take the men, the lads, out of the shipyard and put them in the forces, you see. So it meant that was why they employed more women.
Who do you had when you started? You had a baby. You had one child.
Oh yes, I had it. Yes.
Who looked after that?
My mother.
So you were living with
her. I lived with my mother. Yes.
She did all the cooking.
Oh yes. Well, she was at home. Yeah. Yes. I had no problems.
No problems. She did all the shopping as well.
Yes, I had no problems. Of course, my husband was in the army. Yes. So.
What did people think of you working in the shipyard?
I don't think they really gave it much thought.
I didn't think it was a bit of an odd thing for a woman to be working in.
No. Well, I mean, when there's a war on, you just don't think of anything, do you? More or less. But we had some good times up there, mind, and some funny times.
Oh, like what?
Oh, well, we used to have workers' playtime, you know. And the lady that I started with, you know, this the woman that told me, and, she was a good singer. And she used to often get up in the dinner room and sing. She was a good singer. Maggie Norris, called her. Of course, she's got married again after that, so I don't know why. I haven't seen her for years. I used to often see her when we left, but I haven't seen her for years.
Did you have a canteen?
Yes, we had a canteen. Well, when we first started, we had this place, it was a canteen, and there was an oven in, and we used to take fried bread, do fried bread, and take some cooked potatoes and fry them up, and, you know, heat tins of soup and things like that for our dinner. And, oh yes, we had proper facilities for the women.
That was just for the women, was it?
Separate
from what the men...
No, they had a big canteen for anybody. Yeah. You could go and buy a dinner. You know, that was where they used to hold their workers daytime.
Yeah.
And we had a band in there.
A band.
In the slipway. What was his name? Woody. Woody. He lived in the Caledon, but we used to have nights out up there, and the band used to play, we used to have dances and things like that every night.
So it was like a social club in
the Slipway.
Did they come and play for the workers' playtime as well?
Oh no.
It was just in the evening?
It was just in the evening. But I think they used to do, you know, when without workers' playtime, used to play. They were pretty good as well.
So you used to go out a lot, did you, when you were working?
No, not a lot.
Sometimes
just a social play, maybe, you know.
And that was with all the people from work, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, we used to have a good time. I think it was just once a week, you know, or once a fortnight or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there was a time when we had finished at 7:30, and the men used to pop into Johnny George's for a pint, you know, when they finished. And of course, one night we decided to do that.
Yeah.
And of course, cigarettes were very scarce. Mm-hmm. And somebody came in and they said, "Anne, the Northumberland's got cigarettes." Well, I didn't have much money, you know. And I had a 0.5 crown. I think that was all I had. And this crane driver, overhead crane driver, he says, "I'll go up and get you some." Oh, I said, "Really? Very well then." I says, "Get us 10. Of course, they were cheaper then. And he went to the counter and bought 5 beers with me 0.5 crown. I didn't even have my bus fare home.
I'll
never forget that.
What did you say to them?
Yeah, well, I couldn't do anything for laughing, you know. I borrowed the money from my bus fare home. I always remember that. I even got 5 beers with me, 0.5 crown.
What were the men like? I mean,
they were good. They were very good. There was no hanky panky amongst them. You know, they were all just nice fellas. They were. They were great. There was no rottenness about them. No.
No bad language.
No, never. I never heard any. No, they were good.
You went into that job. How did you learn how to use the crane?
Another fella came up with this and showed me how to do it. You know.
Did they stay around until you got the hang of it?
Yes.
So how long did that take?
Oh, not long. I was on my own about 3 or 4 days after that. About 3 or 4 days.
And you didn't find it difficult?
No, not at all. It was quite easy, simple to work.
Did you have to join a union?
No.
You didn't,
I don't know if there was any in them days, was there?
Well, was unions,
was there? Oh, I don't know. I wasn't asked to join.
What about some of the in some of the yards they had like a woman foreman?
Yes. They didn't at the beginning, because we had a man called George Barron. He was over all the crane drivers, you see. So I should imagine it included us, you know, the ones. Because there was, let's say, there was one, two. There was only the 4 cranes, I think, in the fitting shop.
Yeah.
And I had 2 of them. And that was right at the door.
Yeah.
And then there was the other one at the top and there was one at the bottom. I don't remember anymore.
What did you get there? Were they like heavy duty cranes?
No.
Or what did they do?
Not ours, no. That was for the overhead crane. He did all the heavy stuff there.
We just
lifted lights. You know, something a man just couldn't carry. Yeah. Light stuff.
What about when the woman's phone carrying? What would she do?
Well, I wasn't there. I think I had left. I know there was no woman. I think she came in just as I was leaving. I don't remember that, you know. I think she got it before it.
What year? That was when? That was 90?
Might have been beginning 44. Yeah. Or end of 43 or something.
And why did you leave?
Oh, I left. Why did I leave? I left to have a baby.
You couldn't get back in, was it?
Well, I didn't try. No, I didn't try. I mean, after all, I had two then, you see. So I didn't bother, I didn't try.
But what... So did you enjoyed yourself when you were in there?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm so used to... Oh, yes, I enjoyed it, yes. Mind, I used to get out of bed at 5 past and catch the 5 past 7 bus.
5 past 7 straight away.
Remember, they used to shout and shout and shout. Yeah, it was terrible to get
it. I know, I have the same problem.
No, it's just the opposite. Yeah. I've got to do up with mine now. But it's 5 to 7, she used to shout. I used to be up, goes on, out for the bus, 5 past bus.
Is that a work bus? I heard some people told me in Hawthorne, Leslie's, that they used to let the women out first to get the bus.
Oh, no, they didn't. Where, did they slip me?
No, that was Hawthorne, Leslie's.
Oh, no, we used to all come out together, because we used to all be at the gate. It used to be a big gate that used to go up, you know, and everybody used to be, women, men and women used to be at the gate ready to run.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to be out.
See, all this, so there was no special provision.
Oh no, there wasn't. There was no special privileges. No.
So, I mean, did you not wish? Did you wish afterwards, like when your babies had grown up, when your children grew up, they could go back into the sugar house?
Well, no, not really. I never thought about it. No, I never.
Did you work at all after?
I left first, and then I went back, you know, at the beginning. But then I didn't get my same job back, and I think that was why I left.
When was that?
I think I had worked about a couple of years or something when I left. And then...
Why did you leave that?
Well, it was like everything else, you get fed up, you know. Yeah. And then I thought, oh, I'd like to go back again. Of course, when I went back, I didn't have my same job. So I was more or less like doing anything, sweeping up or on the benches, you know, doing filing or something like that, you know. I didn't like it, so I packed it and it was very packed.
I see. That was just when you were having the baby?
No, I think I had the baby after that.
Yeah. So it wasn't as interesting as it was.
No, not the second time. It wasn't.
Did you work after the war at all?
Oh, yes. Yes. I went back as a barmaid again.
What was that? Did you enjoy that?
Well, it was just a job. It was money, you know. It wasn't much, but it was money. And then... Oh, and then I worked in the MOS, in Chilton, we used to do prisoners of war garments.
Oh, that was kind of, that was for German prisoners of war, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was like doing... sort of tailoring and making
clothes. We used to have their We used to take the POW off, you know, and things like that. Well, it couldn't have been German and stuff because there were Navy Blue Marks and everything. There was Navy Blue Marks.
Did you work there a long time?
Yeah, I worked there about 2 or 3 years. During the war.
During the war. That was after
the end of the war.
The end of the war, yeah.
In 46 or something, it's when it finished. 45 or something.
And did you work after that?
I worked on the mail boats, Norwegian boats.
Doing what?
Cleaning.
That was after they'd come in?
Mm-hmm. When they came in, they unloaded them. Used to clean the ships. I worked there for a bit. Well, I was there 6 years the first time, and five the second time, or something like that.
So in a way, I mean, you've worked on and off all of your life.
Yes.
When you retired, when you were 60, you actually retired from a job, did you?
No, I retired when I was 58. I've got rheumatic arthritis.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, I retired then, you see. So I'll never work anymore.
You always worked to get more money, didn't
you? Oh, yes.
How did all the other jobs that you did compare with working in the ship?
Well, I rather like the shipyard. Well, there's no comparison, really. I mean, they were different. It was a totally different job, you know, to anything I had done before.
No, I just... a lot of the women I've talked to just think they remember. It's how great, they really enjoyed work.
Oh, you saw a lot of the funny side of it. Yeah. There was a lot of the funny side.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose in a way it's a kind of working in the shipyard. During the war, you'd never get a chance to do that.
No, at any other time. No. It was a good job, and you know, and the money was quite good.
Quite helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, let's face it, that's all I've ever worked for, the money, not the glory.
Yes. I think that's what we all do, really.
Yes.
Just work for the money.
Yes. But, mind you, I think when you pack in work and you start to slow down, I think,
Do you remember, I mean, in the shipyard, I mean, it must have been a pretty... pretty intense, sort of really working hard and doing lots of things.
Yes, well, the time went fast, which it always does if you're working, you know. But you never realised time or days. Mm-hmm. I never did. Mm-hmm. It was no sooner Thursday, you know, till it was Thursday again. Payday, naturally, you know, I think of. It was no sooner that Thursday till it was next Thursday. Mm-hmm. It went so quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it, and as I say, there were some canny men in there, you know.
Did you know any of the men? Did you know any of the men before you worked?
No. And I've never known any of them since I've worked there either.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've met any one of them since I left there.
I suppose that's because you don't come from a like shipbuilding family.
Well, it's I wouldn't say that, but I mean, I wouldn't have met them anyway. I mean, most of them were all married, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
is that where you live? Actually, were you living in North Shields? I mean, the slip. Were you living in North Shields when
I was living in North Shields. Uh-huh.
And a lot of the men must have come from Wall's End, didn't they?
At Wall's End and Jarrow and South Shields, you know, mostly from Wall's End.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you lived in North Shields all your life?
Uh-huh. But oh, that bank, you used to have to, you know, after doing a shift to work, you know, you used to have to, you know, with the bank, it was always long.
Yeah.
You used to have to walk up there every night,
yeah.
Our bus, every night. It used to kill me, that bank.
All shipyards are built with the bottom of a bank.
I've
never seen a shipyard like that.
I used to hate that bank, couldn't I? I used to hate it.
I walk away from the riverside.
You used to have to hurry up as well, you know, to catch the bus. You know, that was the.
Yeah.
It could have taken my time, but we used to have to hurry up it, you know.
Did you see any ships being launched?
No, we didn't launch them. It was in Slipway.
Who did you make your the
engines
for? We just
made all the parts for them, you know.
That was for.
I should imagine the Swan Hunters, yes. No, I never seen a ship being launched. Of course, everything was hush hush, you know, during the war.
Oh, yeah.
We never got to know anything, you know. Everything was hush hush.
That's just a bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You make all these things for ships and you don't see
them. You don't know where they were for or anything, no. No.
Is he still up there?
I used to go into the Clayton shop a lot because a friend of mine, she worked there, but she worked in the office in the Clayton, you know, and. We were both barmaids together.
Mm.
I was doing part time as well by then, and then before I left. And then she started doing part time
and
barmaid, and she worked in the plating shop. And of course, I used to, you know, pop in and see and get to know what was this and that and the other, you know. And we were pretty good friends.
Mm.
And I just met her through coming into the bar, you know.
Must have been quite hard for you actually doing working in the shipyard during the day and doing the barmaid.
At nights, yes.
How many nights did you
work? But we weren't really hard worked, you know. You know, not really hard. Yeah, you couldn't say hard work. We used to put the hours in, but you couldn't say we were really hard worked. I mean, just steering a crane, for instance, isn't what you call hard work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you had to be careful, like. You know, you didn't have any accidents.
What did you think was hard work in the ship?
Well, I never had a hard job. In fact, it was harder the second time I went because to sweep the floor, for instance, I would have said that was a harder job than my crane driving.
Not because, I presume that's because that was interesting.
Uh-huh, probably, so yes. Well, the men worked hard mines. Oh, yes. The men never stopped. They worked very hard. But for myself, like, and the other crane drivers, we used to just work when we had a lift, something, you know. So I used to do my knitting, and sewing, whatever I had to do at home. I used to take it to work and do it between sitting in the crane and do my homework, more or less, you know.
Well, you had no. Nobody stopped you?
Oh, no. I used to just sit up in the crane and do whatever I had to do.
So they're pretty free. I mean, you had tea breaks as well, didn't
you? Oh, yes, we had tea breaks. Yes, we had tea breaks. We used to go behind the boiler for our tea breaks. It was nice and warm behind
the boiler. Because I was talking to somebody who worked for Kellens.
Uh-huh.
Was it Kellens? One of the yards, anyway. And they weren't allowed to have tea breaks.
Do you know what, I can't remember having an official tea break. I don't remember getting an official tea break.
Yeah.
But we had our lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
That was official. But I don't remember having time off during the day to have an official tea break. But we used to go around the boiler and have one, you know, a cup of tea. Like, but I don't think we were allowed it, we'll come to think of it.
You never got any